God, I've got a cold. Let's keep this one low key, guys. Let's keep this one low energy while your Uncle Zeke recovers. Here we go. Oh, hello and welcome back to the 316 Show, short podcasts for your short life. We are discussing a fan-suggested topic in 3 minutes and 16 seconds, which is the average amount of time anyone will listen to something on the internet before tuning out, myself included, and I'm the one who's talking. Just throwing these out solo whenever I can grab a spare 3 minutes and 16 seconds. Jen will be back as soon as I can sort my schedule out. I suck at organizing myself, but I have organized a topic. So here's the deal. Let me see if I can blow your mind in just over 3 minutes. That's my challenge today. Let me get the buzzer ready here, as we do one left by the mysterious listener KB, who is also a Patreon supporter. There'll be a link somewhere if you want to join him on Patreon. Get a little Zeke extra. Know what I'm saying? Anyway, today's topic is dark matter. KB wants us to talk. Right, okay, so obviously we're not going to fully explore dark matter in 3 minutes and 16 seconds. So, if it's alright with you guys, I've got a little something prepared. I'm going to liberally interpret this topic and talk about something related. Quantum physics. Because we can do that in 3 minutes, right? So, here's the deal. You stick with me here as I do this, and I guarantee I will totally flip your melon by the time we're done. Okay, so the double slit experiment. On one side of a box, you've got an emitter that fires light. In the middle of the box, you've got a wall with two slits in it. On the back wall of the box is an optical screen that the photons hit. Now, you may remember from school that light can either act as a particle or a wave. It acts as both until you directly observe it, and then it somehow decides which one it always was the second it's been observed. So if you run the emitter and don't look at it or measure the output, the individual photons pass through both slits at the same time and leave marks on the optical screen as if it was a wave. That is pretty insane in and of itself, because the photons don't really have a position in space as they travel, which is hard to wrap your head around. But anyway, it gets stranger. If you put detectors at the slits in the wall itself and measure the light, it goes, "Oh man, we're being measured, we best pick one or the other," and then it chooses which one of the slits to travel through. As soon as we observe it, it changes what it did. Alright, I've probably explained that incorrectly, but that's the take-home message. So let's move on to the really mind-blowing bit. When we observe something, we change the past. Imagine the double slit experiment on a galactic scale. You're standing in an observatory on Earth. There's a really bright quasar, I don't know, 10 billion light years away, firing light heading towards the planet. Light which left the quasar 10 billion years ago. But imagine there's also a black hole in between us and the quasar. The reason we can see it, we can see the light, is because light bends with gravity, so it bends around the black hole and still hits the Earth. But which way is it going around the black hole? According to the double slit experiment, it's acting like a wave and travelling all ways around it until you measure it, and then it locks into place. The reason that's weird is the light left the star 10 billion years ago. So in order to suddenly lock in and act like a particle, it would have had to have picked which way it was travelling 10 billion years ago. Just by looking at the universe, you change what it was doing 10 billion years ago. We're out of time. More info in the show notes. Catch you next time.